This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي أَمَّا بَعْدِ. My dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask for His forgiveness. We again praise and thank Allah ta'ala for keeping us alive in this beautiful month of Ramadan. I ask Allah ta'ala to bless each and every one of us. I ask Allah ta'ala to gather each of us in Jannatul Firdaus Ameen. Also, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help our brothers and sisters everywhere around the world. Ameen. My brothers and sisters, there's a beautiful hadith. This hadith is not only beautiful, but it is also a warning. It is reported by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, where he said that we saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was ascending the pulpit, the minbar. And he said, we noticed that when he took the first step, he said Ameen. And then he took the next step, he said Ameen. And then he took the third step, he said Ameen. And this intrigued the Sahaba. And he was asked to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, we heard you say Ameen three times when you ascended the minbar. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, well, Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and he said, when I took the first step, Jibreel alayhi salam, he made a dua. He said that the one who witnesses Ramadan and is not forgiven by Allah, then let him be cast in Jahannam and let him be thrown far away. And he said to the Prophet, say Ameen. And the Prophet said Ameen. In the second step, Jibreel alayhi salam, he said, if a person witnesses or sees one of his parents or both of his parents at old age, and does not honor them, does not respect them, then may he be thrown into the hellfire and be cast far away, say Ameen. And the Prophet said, Ameen. And then in the third step, Jibreel alayhi salam, he made a dua by saying, the one who hears your blessed name and does not send salutations upon you, in other words, but does not say sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then let him be thrown in hellfire and be cast far away, say Ameen. And the Prophet said Ameen. I want all of us to think about this for a moment. The first step, it's all about Ramadan. You know, sometimes it intrigues me and it makes you think, how can a person not be forgiven by Allah in the month of Ramadan? Allah has made the battleground easy. Your enemy is locked up. Our enemy is locked up. This Ramadan, how can we not be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When He's given us this month where blessings are in abundance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the famous hadith, Man sama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man qama Ramadana imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Man qama fi laylatil qadri imanan wa ihtisaban ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Allah is giving so many opportunities for our sins to be forgiven. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan, whoever stands at night in the month of Ramadan, whoever prays at night in laylatul qadr with iman and with hoping for rewards, then Allah ta'ala forgives all of his past sins. The battleground is easy. Your enemy is locked up. How can we not be forgiven by Allah? Yet, The Prophet ﷺ tells us there will be people, the only thing they get in this month is hunger and thirst. It's something to think about. And that is why this hadith, it's a warning for us. That how can you not be forgiven when the rahmah of Allah is so great? The mercy of Allah is so great. The blessings of Allah is so great. His forgiveness is so great. So we need to take advantage. And the question is, do we feel different? Do we feel like this is working? Do we feel like that we are on the path towards forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And inshallah we are. But let's change our ways from the past. Some people they fast yet they continue to swear. Some people they fast yet they continue to lie. Some people they fast yet they continue to backbite, slander. They continue to break ties of kinship. They continue to fight over wealth. They continue to cheat others in their business. And they fast it. SubhanAllah. So we need to think about this. How can we be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The second step he took. It's unfortunate that the society that we live in, where we don't give importance to our parents, the respect and honor to our parents, we forget the point and the fact that our parents brought us up when we were helpless, when we couldn't do anything. We forget the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. That Allah has decreed that you shall worship none but Him and to your parents be dutiful. Not only both of them, but one of them at old age, it doesn't matter. Whoever is alive at that moment, be dutiful towards them. They looked after us. SubhanAllah, we think about this. The way we were brought up, the way our kids are brought up. And sometimes we go into two different extremes. You know, sometimes when we were brought up, we were brought up obviously in a very cultural household where there was utmost respect towards parents. And I'm sure a lot of us have experienced this, utmost respect. Your parents look at you, that eye, they give you that eye, khalas, you know what's gonna happen. But there was respect. That could be one extreme because kids can't connect with their parents anymore. Youngsters, they cannot connect because, well, I'm gonna get bashed up or beaten up at home. Right? One eye, one just that glance, they're doing something wrong, khalas, you know, you're not gonna do anything anymore. That's it. Today if I give the eye to my kid, Dad, what are you looking at me like that for? Really loudly, subhanAllah, you get embarrassed in front of people. But the respect is gone because we've gone to the other extreme. You know, I want to be a friend to my kid. There's no such thing. A lot of people say, be a friend towards your kid. No. It's not about being a friend. Be friendly. Be friendly towards your child, yes. But demand that respect. That respect is very important. And the children should see that. They come up to you, yes. When they make a mistake, they know they can rely on you to fix it, to help them. No problem. But demand that respect. Never let go of that, because friends are at the same level. Be friendly towards them and you will see that honor that they give you, that respect that they give you. And if your parents are still alive today, give that respect to them. Give that honor to them. Take their advice, inshaAllah ta'ala. Because we don't want to be the person who the Prophet said Ameen to, that it will be cast far away and burning in Jahannam. The third one, the third step he took, where we hear the name of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet we are too lazy to say his name or to send salutations upon him. You know, it's not just about saying his name or sending salutation. That's part of the hadith, yes. But there's something deeper. You know, for us to connect with the Prophet, we should know the Prophet. We should love the Prophet. We should respect the Prophet. You ask a lot of people today, they know about certain famous individuals. They know in and out about them. They read their biography. They watch them online. They do everything because they want to be like them. But when you ask them questions about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing. They will not know who he is, who he was, who his children were. Some of us, he probably don't even know all the names of his children, the names of his wives. If I ask you, can you name 25 prophets mentioned in the Quran? It'll be very difficult. Very difficult. But we can name an entire football team. That's easy, subhanAllah. So the Anbiya, we forget. The life of the Prophet, we forget. But yet, look at our Prophet towards us. Look at the love he had towards us. Once Aisha radiallahu anha saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and saw that he was in a very happy mood. So Aisha radiallahu anha sat down and put her head on his lap. And she asked him, she said, "Can you make dua for me?" So Aisha radiallahu, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a special dua. He said, "Allahumma ighfir li Aisha ma taqaddama min dhanbiha wa ma ta'akhkhar wa ma asarrat wa ma a'lan." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made a special dua. "Oh Allah, forgive Aisha, forgive her past sins, her future sins, her sins that is done in secret and her sins that is done in the open." And Aisha got very happy. He smiled. And then the Prophet noticed that. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "It seems like this dua that I have made you happy, made you content." She said, "How can it not, Ya Rasulullah? Of course, what a beautiful dua that is." He said, "By Allah, I make this dua for my ummah in every single salah." In every single salah, he made that dua for me and you. That's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his deathbed. Now imagine us in our deathbed, what we will be thinking of. Yet the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam thought about us. Ummati, ummati. He would think about his ummah. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he looked at him and the Prophet said to him that, "I wish I could see my brothers. I wish I could see my brothers." And then the Sahabas, they were a bit intrigued. They said, "Ya Rasulullah, aren't we your brothers?" He said, "Antum ashab, you all are my companions. My brothers are those who will come after me and will follow me even though they did not see me. I wish I could see them." Subhanallah. That's our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And you know, subhanallah, we want to recognize him. We want to look for him on the day of judgment. Everyone will be running around frantically. No one will help each other. Nobody. You will go to different prophets asking them for help. They will say, "Nafsi, nafsi. Go to this person, go to that person." Yet the Prophet will be looking for you. Our Prophet, our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be looking for you. And he was asked, "Ya Rasulullah, how will you recognize your ummah?" He said, "From the traces of wudu." You know when you wear high vis and you go out, for example, I'm a teacher, and we wear high vis, the students know who the teacher is in the playground and they can recognize them. On the day of judgment, your high vis is your wudu, because that's gonna shine. The Prophet is gonna be looking for you, subhanAllah, and he'll be telling you to come in his group. That is our Prophet. That's how much he loves us. He will be prostrating in front of Allah on the day of judgment, asking for forgiveness for us. Yet we say, "Oh, is that only a sunnah? I don't want to do it." That's our love towards the Prophet. So there's something deeper. When you hear the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it should shake you. That I want to be like him. And if you truly want to love him, then follow his sunnah. You know, as the scholars, they say, the Sahabas, they used to follow the sunnah because it was sunnah. And we don't follow the sunnah because it's only a sunnah. Right? The words are the same, but the way we say it is different. The understanding is different. So let this Ramadan be a time for us to connect with the Prophet ﷺ. Let this Ramadan be a time for us to understand his sunnah, to know his way. Let this Ramadan be a time, and Eid be a time, where you meet your family, your parents especially. Build that bond very strongly. And let this Ramadan be the Ramadan where Allah Ta'ala forgives your sins completely. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to give us complete forgiveness. We ask Allah Ta'ala to mend our bond and to strengthen our bond with our parents. We ask Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to make us love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam as he deserves to be loved. And may Allah Ta'ala grant us all paradise together with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Thank you.